Hello, guys. Happy Friday. Welcome to episode 7 of Steak and Eggs.
70.
Wait, what did I say?
Seven.
Welcome to episode 7 of Steak and Eggs. Wait, how many do we have left?
10.
Yep, 10.
And yeah, it's been basically a month since it's been just the three of us sitting here talking. We had a week off. We had a special with Austin. We went to a museum, World War II museum. That was super fun. And now we're back here to talk about games and shit that's happened.
We had a great time at the museum. We learned a lot. What did we learn?
That I don't like museums.
Really?
I think that shit's so boring.
No way.
We had fucking tanks there.
We touched the Berlin Wall. Wait, yes. Was that in the video? Did they put that in?
So I want to make a segue. I'm going to come back to this, okay? Because, all right, so we
do you know what the Berlin Wall is?
It's a big wall, and I bet you it's in Berlin.
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, I sometimes I have this habit of feeling the opposite of the way that everybody else does. We did this thing for Camp Canute where everybody was shaking their ass like a bunch of whores on a stripper pole.
Yeah.
And I didn't really want to participate in that. Well, because I have dignity for myself, right? I'm not really interested in doing that.
He says he has dignity. Bro, I've seen your tweets.
Yeah, what about him, bro?
My dad commented on that.
I would rather try pole dancing than post the things you be posting.
Like fucking kissing Jane Doe from Zenless Zone Zero.
Yeah, okay, but here's the thing. It's not about
that was impressive.
Right.
That was some crazy tech. How'd you do that?
I don't know. Wait, my fans sent me those.
What?
I didn't see that.
Oh yeah, dude. It's got like 11,000
likes.
It's
really impressive.
Yeah.
I'll show you.
I'll be real. Like, it's not about I didn't post that because I'm like, oh, Jane Doe. I did that specifically just to piss off people who are like, Jane Doe doesn't like you. I'm like, oh yeah, then why we fuck in this image?
Dude, you need to chill because, okay, I'm going to admit something.
What?
I had you muted for a while because you posted too many boobs. And then I went And then I
don't act like that's not your Twitter feed.
Okay, but it's like different. It's cosplayers. But anyway, so I went to your profile a while ago to like check on something you did. I'm like, oh, I still haven't muted. I'll unmute him. You're getting dangerously close to round two. You need to stop.
Wait, round two of being muted again?
Yeah.
If you mute me, it's all good. I already figured I'd mute. But dude, I'll be real. I cannot.
You already assume that?
I cannot find a single Twitter user that plays Genshin that does not have me muted.
Really?
I'm blocked. Legit.
Oh, I love that. Every time that somebody links a tweet and then they tag me in it, I scroll up and it says this owner limits the amount of people who can view their tweet.
Yep.
It's like, uh-huh. Yeah,
every time. But, you know, I have this habit of, you know, not really enjoying the same things as other people. You know, I understand that I'm a little bit different. I think that's okay, personally. You know, people enjoyed doing the little stripper pole stream. That was great. I'm sure somebody enjoyed that. And a lot of people did. But I had this conversation. True. I had this conversation with Miz today where he was complaining about people being fake here. And he was saying, oh, man, I should just move to LA.
Why did you look at me for a second?
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, but I think I have a lazy eye.
For sure.
Yeah. But I had a conversation.
That's the reason.
Yeah. He said that I might as well move to LA because everyone's so fake here. Right. But the problem is that when I be fake to force positivity for things that I don't like because I'm not allowed to complain about anything, people say, oh, God, like you're being too negative. So it's like, should I be fake and force positivity or should I be real and just say, hey, bro, this shit fucking sucks?
Just don't do things you don't want to do.
That's what I do.
Do the thing you want to do. Don't do the thing you don't want to do.
True.
That it's that simple.
Good. And the good news is this is coming out on Friday, which is after Camp Canute's over. Which
means Camp Canute is almost over and it will be over at this point. How was it?
I'm going to give you my 100% honest opinion.
Oh, good.
To the core. Because I would like people to know what my genuine opinion is because there's a lot of people who are
Start complaining. Let's get this out of the way.
Sure. I will say this.
Yeah.
I thought Camp Canute season 2 was better than season 1. I fucking loved it.
Okay.
Genuinely. Okay. Couple of issues.
This is so now you're doing the preface before you talk the big
Absolutely.
Shit. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, I got it. Yeah. Okay.
So
I understand.
Overall, great experience. Issue number 1.
Yeah. Okay.
We shouldn't have started at 1 p.m. Should have started at 3 p.m.
So you get more time to stream?
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely. Yes. And also, I mean, other morning streamers like Nick, you know, would agree. But we did the 1 p.m. stream so, you know, Nick can raid Miz when he goes live for the fucking stream.
That's cute.
Right. So would have preferred a later start time. Would have been great. And I know a lot of other members also echo that sentiment, but it is what it is. Number 2, for the specials, would have been nice if they were just optional rather than mandatory.
The specials.
Yeah, so we did just workouts.
What does
and then,
mandatory mean? Like you're going
to
get-
That means you have to do it, or if you don't, you get fired.
You're going to get shot if you don't
go. Yeah. Like, okay, so it's implied that everyone needs to come. Okay, so for example, there was the stripper pole thing. And I knew I wasn't going to like it, so I said, is it okay if I don't come?
I thought that not everyone went to that.
Right? So yeah. Nick and Lakari did not go.
Ooh.
But when I asked, I was told it was mandatory. So I said, okay, I will go, right? Wasn't really too much fun, right? But I think it's just been like, if you want to go, go. If not, is what it is. Like for the basketball, not everybody wants to play basketball. Field day, not everybody wants to do that. So just show up if you want. That would have been great. Number three, I think we should have done a lot more cardio because everybody's kind of figured out the weightlifting shit. We should have worked out our lungs and our vascular system a lot more because that's where I think everybody in Camp Canute struggles is their cardio is fucking abysmal, myself included. We were dying playing middle schoolers in basketball for like half an hour. Number four, I think we should have had more new members.
Holy shit, we're already in four.
Yeah, more new members would have been great. The thing that really confused me. You know what? I shouldn't say this. Okay,
no,
you know what?
All right, guys.
No, I will say this. You know what I don't get?
What?
When you talk to people off camera and they say one thing, and then the moment the camera's on them, they say the opposite thing.
So you're talking about fake ass bitches.
But the problem is that then when I say the things that they were just saying, then they say they disagree with what I say.
At me again, bro. Yeah.
I'm really not looking at you. I'm also just trying to be polite. I will only look at Asmin.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it's just me and you.
Right. So yeah. I'm just like, I think maybe I'm retarded. Like, I don't know. Like, when me and my person have a conversation and we say a thing off stream, I'm like, yeah. Oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense. And then I go on stream and I think it's not a big deal. So I say the same thing and they go, well, bro, why do you feel that way? It just confuses the fuck out of me sometimes.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like,
I'm confused.
What?
It's kind of vague.
Well, I'm keeping it vague intentionally.
Oh, okay.
Right?
So because you don't want to sneak diss somebody.
Yeah, I don't want anybody to, you know.
Yeah.
But I guess it's still confusing for me to. I think that the issue is that off stream and on stream, I generally say the same things.
Mm-hmm.
But some people don't do that.
Yeah.
And so that confuses the fuck out of me. Now, this only happened like once or twice.
I'm also way more racist off stream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think everybody is.
That's pretty much what you're talking about,
yeah.
Right?
No, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
No doubt. Okay, so that's number four. Or is this five?
It's like, for example, okay, today was a big one. Me, Miz, and Lakari were talking about how big Lakari's, I'm being serious. We were talking about how big Lakari's dick was, right? Yeah. Because I've seen Lakari's dick. It's huge. Because we were doing the trash talk tournament at Soda Poppins. Bro blacked the fuck out. And, you know, he's puking everywhere. And then me and Cuco had to put his pants back on him because his pants fell down because he was so fucking drunk. And I've seen his dick. It's huge.
Okay.
But what I don't get is, why does Lakari pretend that he has a small dick on stream?
So the reason why is because it makes you more relatable. And it's like, if this guy, it's like, you know, he's got, I was about to say he's got a girlfriend. That's crazy how many of you guys broke up in like 1 month?
Yeah.
That's nuts, isn't
it? Cool.
Wow. That's crazy. How does that happen?
Okay. So, all right. So here's what I think. Here's why I think a lot of people broke up and why I think people will continue to break up.
Yeah.
I think a lot of
these hoes ain't loyal.
I actually don't think it's the woman's fault. I actually think it's the men's fault.
Wow. Wow. And we got a simp here, guys.
No, but let me explain why. I think a lot of men are nearing their 30s or are now past their 30s.
Yeah.
I think they're now realizing that they want children. I don't think their partners want children because I think being a female streamer and being impregnated probably isn't going to be too good for views or your mentality or your life. So I think a lot of streamer couples are going to break up once they realize that, you know, they don't want to get pregnant and have children.
Uh-huh.
And I think a lot of guys are ready to start their lives. And I think a lot of women are not ready to start doing that.
So you think that's why?
I think that's a pretty big issue.
Okay, that's a very biological and diplomatic way of saying that
These hoes ain't loyal?
That's what I was... Yeah. Yeah, no, which is, you know, that's just the way it is, guys. Hey. So, four people, right? And so it makes them more relatable, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, you don't want
to... To be single or to have a small pee-pee?
To have a small dick.
Oh.
And to be single.
Okay.
And so, yes, of course, right? Because, like, if you've got this guy, okay, this dude's a popular streamer. He's got a cute girlfriend. He's got a big dick. And he works out. Fuck this dude. I hate him.
Okay.
This guy thinks he's better than me.
Here's a genuine... I'm going to ask you to your core.
Yeah.
In your soul, Asmund.
Yes.
What to you is the minimum a man must have to be considered having a big dick?
I don't know. I think it really depends on somebody's height and weight. So, like, for example, I think if you're 6'5".
This is so gay.
Well, don't worry, because you're going to answer next.
It's not gay. It's just, actually, this is the most manly thing you could think, right?
Yep.
So I think it really depends on a person's height, right? More than anything.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's what I would say.
Okay. So then, all right, 6'5". How big does their dick have to be?
7 inches.
Okay. 5'10".
6.
5 foot.
At that point, you need all the help you can get. Okay. Like, I don't know.
Here's my honest opinion. I think if you have a 5-incher, you're packing.
Okay.
And let me tell you why. The average vagina length is 3.5 inches. And this is a statistical fact. What else? Why would I need 6 inches? Why would I need a gallon to fill up a liter jug? Okay? If a bitch comes up to me and says, you need 8 inches, yeah. I'm shoving my arm in their pussy. Okay? What else do you want me to do? Now, Emmy, what do you think a big dick is?
Well, just don't talk to me.
So, yeah, there we go. All right. So,
Jacob,
anyway.
I want to go home.
Okay. So, so you guys were doing that, and this was a big problem with people being fake on stream?
No, it was like once or twice.
So, okay. So, that was it. So, there are 5 big problems with Camp Canute.
Yep.
So far, and is that it? So, like, what would you rate it on
did
a scale?
Did he list Lakari? Never mind.
Yeah, no, of course. I mean, no. That's a pretty big one.
Wait, sneak this? No, Lakari is a huge dick.
No. I was saying, did you list Lakari lying about that as one problem?
That's a big one.
So, okay. So, here was the only issue, okay? Lakari lied. He actually has a huge dick. That pisses me off.
Okay.
And there was one other time where we all collectively agreed, today fucking sucks.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, yeah, man, it kind of fucking blows. And then they're like, what do you mean? And I'm like, we all just said this shit
sucks.
Well,
you can't be complaining on the stream. You got to pretend like you're having fun.
Yeah, I mean, you can like nitpick every like group event so much, but it's just like...
If you do it on camera, then it's like you're breaking the fourth wall.
I just feel like I'm getting a lot of shit because I'm the motherfucker saying the shit that we all feel.
Tectone, you're killing the vibes.
Yeah, I mean, fuck him, bro. Because if the vibes are bad, then let's just fucking fix them rather than lying about them.
Yeah.
Am I crazy for that?
I don't know. Like, I'm going to be honest. I haven't watched a single fucking second of any of that stuff because I've been streaming every single goddamn day. I got no idea. By the time I finish, I you guys are done.
True, but I will just say, an outlier. That barely happened. It was like once or twice. Other than that, thought the camp was amazing. We've all had, besides E-Rob, we've all had great results. You know, I'm down 10 pounds. Jimmy's down 10 pounds. Nick was down 8 pounds and then he just quit, which is fine. You know, he's getting like 30,000 viewers talking to random chicks in his fucking kitchen, you know, good for him. Miz is doing great too. So, Will's just nice to hang out with. Sears got great results, but Lakari is good.
Why do you say not E-Rob?
Well, E-Rob's up like 10 pounds.
Really?
Yeah.
How are
you getting fat?
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay, the guy got divorced. He's lost his kid. He's drinking.
So he's only gained 10 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
I would have assumed he would have gained more.
10 pounds of muscle.
No, yeah, it's 10 pounds of vodka. Right. I mean,
a storage facility.
Dude, at the beginning of the camp, I was legitimately lying for him because I saw him go to a party and I saw him drink 6 shots. And
that's
I said,
nothing. That's not a big deal.
Well, okay. 6 shots is actually 650 calories.
Bro, I beat him in Tetris the other day.
Sick.
Fuck him.
And he got up and was like, this game fucking sucks and just walked away.
That's sick. But yeah, I covered for him because 650 calories, that's a third of the amount of calories he's supposed to have in a day, all in just alcohol, right? And so I cover for him.
Calories aren't real. It's just a glass of water. You think that's going to be 600 calories? Get the fuck. That's not. There's no way, God.
Yeah, you need calories or you'll die.
What? No, that's bullshit. I don't believe in calories.
Okay. No, they're real.
Really? Where are they? I don't see them. How is water? Look at water. You drink a bunch of water, your stomach's going to get bigger. You get fat.
Well, you just pee it out.
Yeah, eventually, but
water's
it's going to take time.
Nothing in it.
What do you mean?
It's just water.
Exactly.
Oh, and also shout outs to Wake and Canute for being great coaches. I think they did a great job. Sony for coming down. He was a great coach. And Masayoshi coming down was fucking amazing. Meeting him was great. He's just a really good dude.
Yeah.
And then, we met Miz's dad, who was also just really sweet.
That's interesting.
Yeah, just a really nice guy. Insanely strong. Insanely fucking strong. And then, apparently Lean Beef Patty's coming down.
Oh,
and,
she's cool.
Yeah, strong waifus here, as well as Sophia Zapayer's down here. We have like a group of just really strong fucking muscle girls.
Damn.
It's been good. It's been really good. Okay. Tomorrow we're going to the sauna.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Mm. I have you ever been to one of those before?
I love them. I go like every day.
God, I would not. I that would just kill me.
Why?
Because I don't sweat, right? Because it's hard for Dr. Pepper to get through your pores. And so I think if I went to the sauna, I would just overheat and die.
You would sweat.
Yeah.
You want to go to the sauna tomorrow?
Absolutely fucking not. Absolutely. There is nothing I would rather not do more than that.
Saunas are nice.
Oh my God.
No, it's like getting the bad stuff out through your skin. I mean, not really, right? But
it sounds like a bit of bullshit to me.
Listen, okay, so Sony went to Japan for a little bit. And he was doing the saunas.
Sony is talking about tanning his balls, okay? Look, I like Sony. Sony's a great guy. But if we want to talk about ball tanning, I don't know necessarily if this is a medical. Now, he's got a great physique. He looks great, absolutely. But man, he really goes the extra mile sometimes. So I don't know if I would immediately believe that.
I've seen his balls. They're quite tan. We went sauning the other day.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was cool, man.
Isn't that nice? Wow.
Well, anyways, sorry for yapping.
So what else? What else have you been doing?
Keep going?
No. What else have you been doing? besides Camp Canute. Okay, are you even playing any games? You do anything now?
So once I talk for longer than 3 minutes in a row, I always anticipate that all Tekton does is talk about himself. So I'm like, oh God, I should stop. But if you want to know what I've been doing, everything in life, it's been great.
Except
playing video games.
Specifically?
Wukong.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so Emmy and I have played this game.
We were
going to
talk about that today. We were waiting 3 weeks.
That's right.
And you didn't play it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
What did you think of the game?
It's so fucking good.
It is insane.
I think it's as good as most of the FromSoft games.
It is insanely fucking good.
You need to play it.
I've even gone back and done New Game Plus, and I'm playing through that even. Yeah, it's actually just a really, really good game.
It feels like a Souls-like game and watching an anime at the same time.
Yeah, so for October 1st, I'm doing my subathon.
Uh-huh.
Which subathon is this? Like the fourth or fifth?
The third.
It's the third.
Well, I thought you did way more than that. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody else.
So unfortunately, unironically, guys, I'm broke.
How?
Let me explain what happened. So I invested all of my money.
Into a slot machine.
No.
Into investment. You should have.
But I didn't realize that once you invest your money, you can't take it out for a year. Otherwise, it gets taxed to fuck.
Uh-huh.
So,
bro, how do you not have like a finance person or something?
I don't even deal with any of my stuff.
They really talked me down from doing what I did, but I'm like, who cares? Just put it all.
So they tried to stop you, but you did it anyway. Mm-hmm. Okay. So how much money have you lost so far?
Oh, I'm up a lot.
Okay.
I just can't get any of it out yet.
Okay.
Right. So right now I'm sitting about 5 figures in the bank account.
Okay.
Which is, makes me a little bit uneasy.
That's $10,000. That's a lot of fucking money, man.
Okay. So
what do you need more than $10,000 for?
Okay. So
trying to buy a car? You can't even buy a car for less than that.
So just running the things that I do every month, I have $23,000 of expenses.
What? You are wasting money.
Okay. So let me tell you why I'm not.
So I spend $2,000 a month. Mm-hmm. You spend $23,000
a month. Let me tell you why.
So there's a big... You think about those two numbers, right?
Okay, so first of all, I'm including the mortgage of my house.
Which is like what? $3,000, $5,000?
$11,000 a month.
What?
Okay.
Because I'm trying to pay it off very quickly.
Dude, you spend too much money.
But no, but it's towards a house, right?
Sure.
And I'm having to pay it off quickly. I'm one of the servers that actually pays their mods, right? So I do pay my mods because they do a lot of this.
I'm trying to sneak diss me.
Right? Certain mods I do pay. Then I also have my editors.
Yeah.
Right. And for my second channel, I give away 100% of the revenue.
Okay.
And then for my main channel, I give away 25% of my revenue.
That's pretty normal, actually.
Right. So, and that usually adds to about $23,000 a month. I'm not really
wasting
money.
So if you're talking about paying other people money, then that's not really a daily expense, right?
Monthly
expense.
I mean,
like that's... Say what?
Monthly expense.
Yeah, but like, yeah, it's not really. Like a monthly expense is like a car payment, insurance.
Sure.
You know, stuff like that, like groceries. Like paying people to do YouTube is totally different. Like, I mean, if I counted that, I'd have a lot.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, so I guess
then
maybe around $13,000 a month from my house and then buying food and stuff.
That's pretty good. I mean, so why don't you just make more money?
Well, that's why I'm doing a subathon.
Okay.
October 1st.
Okay.
And what I'm doing is I'm beating every single game I've never beaten that I started.
Okay.
So I'm going to beat Elden Ring, going back to beat Sekiro.
You didn't beat Elden Ring? Oh, yeah, you didn't finish the DLC.
Yeah, I just stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going back to beat Dark Souls 3.
Yeah.
I'm confused if I should continue from where I left off or just start from...
I would restart.
Restarting all of them is fucking insane.
You're not going to remember, though.
Well, it's just kind of the same game, isn't it? Just like, you know, just hit them.
Yes, but...
You know, I mean, what's the difference between Elden Ring and Dark Souls 3?
I don't know. What was better? Restarting Bloodborne 3 times? Maybe finishing it once?
I'm on my 4th soon.
There's also no fucking way I'm restarting Sekiro. I'm literally on the final boss.
Oh, okay. that's different.
Like I will literally take 1 hour, beat it.
For sure, guys. It's going to be an hour.
There's no way it's going to be that hard.
That guy's not that hard.
Okay.
You just hit him.
All right. That's fine.
I will also do Demon of Hatred, but that's optional.
Yeah.
But I'll clear that my first attempt.
But you don't cheese him. If you cheese him, you didn't kill him.
Well, then I'm never going to kill him.
Okay. All right. Well, that's
great. I'm
getting
that bitch to go off the cliff.
Okay. So you already know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That is so fucking shameless. Oh, my God.
And see, here's the thing. I could be like all these other fucking streamers. Like, oh, wow. It was an accident. But I'm not going to be that way. Well, and this is going to happen.
Just for the record, I didn't do that. She didn't do that.
So there's this lava guy in Dark Souls 1 that just so happened to get one shot. You know, I can sit here and act like it was an accident. I can say, hey, man, I'm going to cheese the fuck out of the boss. What's up?
Wait, what?
Nothing.
Wait, the cliff guy?
What?
The lava cliff guy?
No, the lava minotaur. There's another streamer that cheated the lava minotaur. What lava cliff guy?
What? I'm confused.
You know what he's talking about. He's trying to act like he's not talking about it. You know exactly what he's talking about.
I'm not talking about anything.
I'm genuinely confused. When,
so basically, Emmy was like streaming Dark Souls 1 and she faked that she didn't know about Ceaseless Discharge.
Yep. Okay,
and
no, she, I did.
And she ran away and she's like, guys, am I supposed to be doing this? And the boss says, oh, wow, oops, I guess I win.
No, that's not what happened. It's because I saw my chat was saying run.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, oh, maybe I'm not supposed to be here yet. I didn't know it was going to kill him, but I was
happy little accidents.
Yeah, it's a good script.
Yeah. But I was listening to people. Uh-huh. So, I mean, in that way, it counts,
see,
I guess.
Like, you see the same thing, like another example of, I could have just lied and say, oh my God, it fell off. Right?
But, yeah.
You know, people hate me when I just tell them the truth. I can't help it.
Yeah, they hate you because you tell the truth.
They hated Jesus because he spoke the truth.
They did. That's true.
And
I
am him.
So, anyway... So yeah, I thought Wukong was really good too. I honestly, it's my game of the year. Like you really, no, really. I think it is. I think it's game of the year.
Game of the year?
Yeah.
It's really, really good.
Yeah, I haven't played the new Final Fantasy. So a lot of people think Final Fantasy is also really,
what else
really
came
really
out this
good.
Year?
Like I'm not counting DLCs, right? I don't really count DLCs.
Okay.
But
Elden
Ring DLC.
Yeah. Right?
But other than that, I mean, just a handful of other games.
I know
right?
that you don't count DLCs, but would IGN?
No, I don't think
so.
What
about the Game Awards?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I generally don't think so because it's not a standalone game, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking Super Mario Brothers 2 would be pretty... That was pretty good, though.
That was in 1987.
Yeah, that's probably
good. Or 1988. That was a while ago.
Yeah, that shit was fire, though.
It actually wasn't. It was one of the worst ones, and people were very disappointed by the ending, and actually, you're just totally wrong.
Yeah, I think those guys are just wrong. Ask Video Game Donkey. Super Mario Brothers 2 is like the best game of all time.
It's not, though. Everything about it was annoying.
Have you played Knack 2?
Knack 2?
Yeah.
No, I don't even know what that is.
That shit was fucking fire.
I don't know. Like, I've been in a position where, like, I was playing Wukong, and this is what happens to me, is, like, I'll be playing a game every day. I'll be playing this game. It becomes part of my life. And then the game ends. And then the game ends, and I'm just sitting there. I'm like an NPC with broken pathing. Like, I don't know what the fuck am I supposed to do now, right? I'm just confused.
Here's something you do with your time. Watch the new anime Elusive Samurai.
The hell is that?
Okay, so it's Hunter x Hunter mixed with Ranking of Kings.
Oh, that sounds sick.
Ranking of Kings.
Oh, yeah. And one of the characters.
What's that?
Just like Hisoka.
Okay.
Which some people they will not like. But after the first two episodes, that stops, which is great. And I mean just like Hisoka Asmund, just like
Hisoka. That's crazy.
So it's essentially about a kid who is too afraid to fight.
Uh-huh.
But he fights things by running away. And it's a show that...
He's a hunter.
And it's a show that makes you think, oh, wow, what a nice little show.
Yeah.
And then it shows you what the show is actually about. It's great. It's so good. I got it recommended
it's
to me personally.
Something Samurai?
Elusive Samurai.
Elusive Samurai.
It was a personal recommendation by a dear friend, William Nefferson.
Okay.
And I watched the whole thing in a day because when a friend recommends me an anime, I'm going to watch the whole thing immediately.
Yeah.
So it was fantastic. And then I also started watching, I finished Demon Slayer, Hashira Arc, which was fucking amazing. I don't know how they fucked up the manga so bad, but the anime is so good. And I actually got my homies watching Vinland Saga, which is also dope as fuck too. Have you finished that yet? You guys finished Vinland Saga?
I haven't.
Yeah, I'm like halfway through the first season. I've been halfway through the first season for like a year.
I haven't
watched it again. But it was really good. I liked it a lot. Apparently people said season two was way better too.
Really? I've heard the opposite.
Really? Okay.
If you like Frieren, you will love season two.
Okay.
Yeah.
That actually lines up with what I heard. A lot of people said season two was more boring.
That's fine. It's fine.
Some people say boring. I say slow. It was more emotional.
I think that really there are games and like shows that are like boring, but they're very action packed. I've noticed that because I was watching shows that were more action and I was still getting bored. And then I watched Frieren and I wasn't getting bored at all.
Yeah.
So I actually just think that it's just some are boring.
I think it all depends on how heavily you buy into the characters.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the things that I realized. Like, I'll be watching a person stream and I'll be like, how the fuck does this person have 70,000 viewers? And I think it's because they buy into them as a person.
What do you mean?
So how much do they care about you?
Yeah.
And how much do people care about Asmongold? Like, for example, you and let's say S-Fan can do the exact same content.
Sure.
Asmongold goes to the dentist. S-Fan goes to the dentist, but how much people buy into your dental health versus his dental health?
I feel like for me, that's a unique situation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is like the Frieren's a unique situation. You know? You are someone that people care about deeply.
Oh.
They do. I mean, whether you want to admit it or not, they absolutely fucking do. Yeah. And it's another example that I was thinking of is that why am I the way that I am? And then I realized, I'm the bad guy. I'm like the guy on Survivor that's the guy that people want to lose. And this was great for me to realize because I realized we are the media that we watch.
Oh my God.
Do you get it?
Is this your Joker arc?
Absolutely.
Is this the Joker? Is this it?
Yeah. No, it's the way that I portray myself online.
Of course.
And I just thought it was very interesting.
Yeah.
And it made me very happy because
it made you happy to realize that you're the bad guy?
No, that I'm perceived to be. That I'm perceived to be the bad guy.
Okay.
Why does that make you happy?
Because that's the type of characters I like watching on TV shows. Like, for example, my favorite character, Ascalon, Light, fucking Walter White.
Yeah. You know? Okay. So, all right.
I was saying, I thought it was cool and I was like, oh, people probably perceive me like that or I'm just a fucking douchebag.
I think that it's because people, so there are a lot of comments. I get a lot of comments about Tech Tone.
I saw.
I know. Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people have a lot of things to say. I think that the truth is that you're loud and you're bald. Those are the two things that people actually don't like. It has nothing to do with your personality.
Maybe.
That's the real reason. Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. I remember when being called loud was really good to me. So I actually tried being quieter.
Yeah, how'd that go?
I feel like you are quieter.
Really?
Maybe like 10%.
Yeah, I feel like he's less loud than...
Yeah, maybe 10. Oh. Not a whole lot. Maybe a little bit.
Well, I genuinely try just to be quiet. Yeah. I can't do it.
Really?
Yeah, it causes me uncomfort to speak quieter.
Why?
It just doesn't feel right.
Jesus.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Fellas, do you want your self-care routine to be one and done deal? Well, the days of using the same trimmer for your face and your junk are over. Thanks to our friends at Manscaped. They've come up with the ultimate package to keep your hairs trimmed from 12 to 6. Introducing the Beard and Balls Bundle featuring the Lawnmower 5.0 and the Beard Hedger, a trimmer for the moneymaker and another for the boys downstairs. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code STEAK at manscaped.com for the premium self-care package. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code STEAK at manscaped.com. But why does the Lawnmower 5.0 protect your family jewels so well? It's got two interchangeable skin-safe blade heads that allows you to choose between precision trimming or the smooth finish, and it's waterproof. On the other hand, the Beard Hedger features a titanium-coated stainless steel T-blade and 20 length options, so you style your beard any way you want with just a twist of the Zoom wheel. I've actually been using Manscaped for like several years now. I love them. They're very great. I love the little lights they have. It makes everything very clean and very easy to line your shit up. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code STEAK at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code STEAK at manscaped.com. No more juggling multiple tools or dealing with subpar results. Just efficient, effective self-care whenever you need it. Do you think you could do the podcast on your own with no co-host?
I do it every day.
Yep.
I can sit and have a conversation with myself for 3 hours. I used to record videos doing that. I have like hundreds of hours of recorded footage of me just talking to a camera, just coming up with different things.
I'm not much of a talker. Like, I do like to listen and be a part of conversations, but I mean, I would rather do other kinds of content if it weren't for the co-hosts.
Yeah, I already do like 4 other podcasts. However, it would probably
be a solo podcast sounds kind of rough.
No, I mean, that's just for streamers.
That's like a stream, really.
Yeah,
when
it would get like 10% of the viewership, though.
Then I guess, yeah, because I also yap on my stream.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if you do podcasting and like if you're a streamer, you are basically doing a solo podcast, right?
Yeah.
I mean, in a lot of ways. Like usually I will spend like maybe even the first hour of my stream just talking to myself. That's it. And so, yeah, just having a conversation like, yeah, I went and I did this and like all this other bullshit. Yeah, that's
not
normal
there yet.
For me.
My number is 42 minutes.
42 minutes?
It's still into the first 42 minutes. Yeah. So I'm just like yapping. But like, yeah, like if you were to go and you were to have like these little notes here being like, tell us about this. And then that's the fucking stream. I think
I've done that before for stream.
Yeah, I feel like it's easy.
You like notes on like things you
like.
Yeah, like
I'm like, I want to remember to bring this up.
Yeah.
I can yap for about like 45 minutes to an hour.
And then like you're pretty much gassed.
Then I do my shit.
Yeah. Watch Daily Dose of, yeah.
Did you see the OTK Half-Nighter?
Half-Nighter?
Yeah.
I did not. I was streaming. I forgot even what I was doing that day. But no, I think something stupid happened that day.
Yeah. I was so happy for Seer.
Really?
Yeah, because I think the event went really good.
It was a fun stream.
Yeah, I think everybody was having a great time. Someone was having too good of a time.
Really?
Yeah, I think Emmy and Nick were having too good of a time.
Uh-huh.
They were both
enjoying getting into the character, and I also drank a bit.
Okay.
That was the character?
Well, yeah, but I was also drunk, yeah.
Okay, I was about to say, like, you seemed super
drunk.
Wait,
did I not tell you what my card said?
I know you were supposed to be like a celebrity.
Yeah, so they're like, okay, you're an actress, but you're also like a fucking bitch. You're just like a big fucking diva, and you also hate this person, and this person. I was like, okay.
Who did it tell you to hate?
Finn, Extra Emily, and I think there was someone else, I don't remember. And Finn was dead, so it's like, well, it's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, it was a really good stream, and it just made me happy, because the viewership too was really good for Sierra.
I think it went really well.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I remember I hosted the event. Oh, that's right. It was the day of the presidential debates.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then I watched the debate and then I hosted Seer. Yep. That's right. I remember.
Yep. Seer's a dude that did everything for like his homies for like a year and a half straight.
Yeah.
Like he barely streamed himself. He was always on other people's streams doing whatever.
That's true.
He's like one of the most selfless people like on the platform, in my humble opinion.
Uh-huh.
And just seeing everybody finally do something for him at the same time just made me very happy. And it meant the world to him. Like he was talking, he said something very sweet, but he forgot that he was streaming. He was just happy that his friends were there. And it just, to him, it was like a dream, like just having people there for him. And it was just fucking sweet, man. I mean, he's such a good dude. So it made me very happy just to be a part of that.
Well, that's nice. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I feel like I don't know if I could dress up and do one of those things
myself. Well, you wouldn't have to. I mean, yeah. S-Fan didn't. S-Fan just showed up in a potato sack and just...
What?
Doing his thing.
Okay.
He died immediately.
Yeah.
Wake was also an insane actor.
Are you guys going to do it again?
I hope Sear does more things like
yeah.
that. Yeah. I think... Okay. So I have a lot of little content creator buddies that would give me their critiques.
Uh-huh.
Right? So here's the biggest issue that I saw with the OTK on it. First of all, I thought it was a great stream. I don't know how it was from a viewer perspective, but I had a lot of fun as a content creator. I think the problem was, I think it was horribly advertised because I don't think what we said it was what it was. First of all, it wasn't an all-nighter. It was a half-nighter. Apparently, it was supposed to be all-nighter. Didn't happen.
Yeah.
But I think people were expecting something from like AMP phase, like Rager stream.
Uh-huh.
But instead of OTK all-nighter, it was the OTK half-nighter murder mystery.
Oh, you guys did one of those.
Yeah.
Okay. Plus, he didn't even know.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah, so it was a murder mystery party, which I fucking loved.
I just saw y'all dressing up, acting weird.
I didn't know it was going to be that either until last minute, basically.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, when the stream ended, people were like, what the fuck? Like, why is it over at 4 hours? Like, there were people pissed off because like, they, like, took the day off to, like, which, I mean, that's just weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. Taking the day off to be a part of a stream. Maybe I don't get it, but it's just like, focus on your job. It's way more important.
Just watch it at work.
True.
Yeah.
Or watch the VOD.
I will say watching the VOD is a lot less magical.
True. Yeah. And you can't type.
I am talking a lot of shit because I was also the guy where I'm like, oh, I don't want to go to school. I want to watch AGDQ. Back when AGDQ was good.
I mean, I never really skipped school. I never did because I always thought I could have fun hanging out with my friends at school. I never did any of that. It's weird. But the only time I did skip, I remember I would skip on Tuesday and it would be WoW maintenance day. And I would just sit there and look at the loading screen for the server list for 5 hours thinking about how fucking stupid I was for faking sick on this day again.
It's like I just touched the Death Note for the first time and you awoken the memories that I also have when I was a kid. When I would skip on Tuesdays and just being like, Why did I do this to myself? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And no, I feel like an idiot.
You sit there and you pray to God it comes off of maintenance early. Bro, also this grasshopper always, he's just always here. He's been here for like 8 weeks.
That's a cricket. That's not a grasshopper.
Cricket, yeah, man. He's just always fucking here, man. They freak me the fuck out.
Why?
Because I got like 40 of them in front of my house and it feels like the reckoning.
Let me see if I can get, well, I'm going to try and get them.
They're everywhere this time of year.
Yeah. Oh, he said, no thanks, man. Yeah, he's not about you, man, unfortunately. Yeah, nah, he's gone.
There he goes.
Yeah, shit. But yeah, it was great. And hopefully Sear does more events.
Yeah.
But yeah, it made me happy seeing him so happy. And Pete did a great job organizing as well.
No, I was really glad you guys did that because like a lot of times people are always like, oh, well, yeah, why don't you guys do more content together? Do more content together.
Yeah.
I was glad like everybody finally got together and did something.
Even like Camp Canute, even though like I don't watch it, I'm not a part of it. It's just nice knowing people are doing stuff in the area.
There's a degree of camaraderie, you know? Mm-hmm. It feels good. Yeah, I liked it.
It is going to be miserable when Will goes back home.
Yeah?
Yeah, because he adds so much.
I think he does.
Because he was such a good pickup for OTK.
Yeah.
And then he kind of like, you know, he had some issues that he had to deal with for a little bit. So he kind of ghosted for a little bit. But now when he's here, it's like a presence that's like palpable where it's like, this is the thing I want to be around.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah
absolutely.
Such a good dude.
I mean, I feel like doing content like that together is like, that's what really kind of makes, it's like, even like you look at a lot of the newer streamers, a lot of them, like one of the reasons why they're popular, I think, is that they're always collaborating and always doing stuff together, which is like interesting because I think back about like whenever I was like first growing my stream and I did the same thing. Like I would do IRL way more back then, actually, like all the time even.
Yeah.
What?
No, I'm just thinking like.
You're thinking?
Yeah, collaborative content like on a frequent basis. It is a lot of fucking work.
Yeah.
Because I've been going live for about maybe like 2.5-3 hours every morning since the beginning of Camp Canute.
Yeah.
And man, people don't consider, for my chat, they don't consider me being live on other people's channels as a part of my job.
Yeah.
When in reality, I've been doing 14.5-hour content days.
That's nuts.
Every day.
That's a long fucking
since
time.
Since the beginning of Camp Canute. But they're like, man, you don't even fucking stream anymore, man. Where are you? And I'm like, dude, just go to Canute stream. Go to this random girl stream. Go to this fucking Miska stream.
I think that people don't like having to go to different streams. You know, like having any time that you have to go from like one place to another, it's like, okay, you lose so many people in translation.
I do.
That's true.
Fair. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Because I think there's like outlier examples, uh-huh. like Wild West, where it was run on every single person's channel. And it did great.
Yeah.
So I think we should have done more things like that for Camp Canute. Like the first day is this person's stream, the second day is this person's stream. Because as long as the overall length of duration of the event is established, I think people will know if they want to tune in the next day, go here.
I think that you're right, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would definitely be a lot better. That way more people get... Because the thing is, like, if you're taking that much time off, it's, like, important to get something out of it, too. And yeah. it's, like, you know, like, that, like, you can't only have one person getting all of the viewers, right? It's just, it's not good for an ecosystem. It's like having a forest with one big tree and that's it, you know?
Yeah, I
want to have that.
I am curious. I mean, do you think it would have positively affected Camp Canute to be on multiple channels? Or do you think it is better to be on just one channel?
Honestly, I feel like it... Well, there's different ways you could have done it. I think if it's like exactly the way it was now, but on different channels, it would have done worse because mm-hmm. It's like what you're saying, like lost in translation. Like it would have been on someone's channel. People wouldn't have known where it was and been like, oh, well, guess I'm not watching today. I don't know where it is. And then just kind of like fall out of the habit of it.
Mm-hmm.
So if it was like that, then I think it'd be worse. But last time you guys did it, wasn't it like... Canute would like do something in the morning and then it'd be on like the mainstream and then you guys would do stuff after. So like a bunch of like streams around it.
So pretty much the way that it goes is I stream, I raid Canute, Canute streams, he raids Miz, and then Miz raids somebody random.
Uh-huh.
It's how it worked.
Yeah.
Do you guys do anything like really after that or is that pretty much it?
I think like
maybe once or twice.
Maybe it would have made sense that like a couple of the streams were like passed around or maybe like you guys could do something simple like grocery shopping or something together.
I agree. Yeah. I think the next time a Camp Canute happens, I think it needs to be much different. I think everybody needs to live in the same house for the whole month.
Holy shit. You guys are really dialing it up.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be like, there's no way. Like, y'all trying to get me to do that.
Nah,
like,
but there's the second no way.
I
did try to get you and Emmy to go for a day. And I was hoping to God I could because it actually is really fun.
It's a lot of work, man. For me, it's driving up there. Like, that's the reason why I don't do it.
Yeah.
It's like, if it was like 5 or 10 minutes away, I would be like, sure, I can hang out for a bit.
Yeah.
But like then having to go all the way up there and then all the way back. Oh my God.
It is really fun, especially if you're an RPG fan.
Yeah.
Because it is like you are leveling up.
Uh-huh.
And it's really fucking cool. Like every day seeing the difference in your body, the difference in the things that you can do.
Yeah.
Like going in there, you know, when I was 330 and now being 241 feels really good. When I was a little kid or like when I was, mm-hmm. When I was 18 struggling to pick up the 45 pound weights and now I carry them in with a fucking finger.
Yeah.
Like is cool as shit. Or like going from me benching the bar on the bench to now benching like 2 plates on incline. Like
that good? I think it's good, right?
That's all right.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I think it's good. Okay. So that's the most in the camp.
Yeah.
So from the contest, that is the most that the camp can do.
Yeah.
So it does feel good. However, I'm also 6'6", so naturally I just have more strength because I'm a fucking ogre.
Okay.
But yeah, I think it's so cool. Or like when you go on the cardio machine and being gassed in 30 seconds, but then like someone like Jimmy. Jimmy couldn't even run like a minute when we first started the camp.
Right.
Now he's running for 2 hours every day.
That's God damn.
No, he's fucking nuts. And yeah, Jimmy's down 11 pounds and probably up a lot. He's most likely like up, he's probably down 15 pounds and up like 5 pounds of muscle because there's newbie gains factor, which is really exciting. But yeah, it's good. It's been good.
I don't know. Like are you going to feel good when it's over? That way you can go back to like just your normal routine?
Yeah, because I also feel, a lot of people, from the first Camp Canute, who said they were going to continue being consistent, are once again going to prove that they're not going to be consistent.
I don't know about that, man. I feel like a lot of them were. Like, Nick was going to the gym before Camp Canute. You were exercising. Okay. So Miz owns the fucking gym.
Miz stopped.
What?
Miz stopped going to the gym.
No, he didn't. What
he
do you
goes
mean?
Like once a week?
I mean,
it's not stopping.
It's still
but once a week,
good.
You can't get anything done.
I mean, once a week
better
is
nothing.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's pretty good.
It's better than nothing, but it's also not really something.
Right.
So like, I think 3 times a week is probably better.
Okay.
And he himself admits that.
Right.
That he should be going to the gym more.
Yeah, sure.
But I think a lot of people were saying, I'm going to keep going to the gym. Uh-huh. And then they didn't go to the gym.
Yeah, of course.
It's like the classic thing, I feel like, though.
Yeah, everybody does that. Yeah. Like, it's like the New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
Because it was cool because Lakari slowed down a little bit. Okay. Because what happened was at Camp Canute 1, Lakari was way stronger than me.
Yeah.
Like way fucking stronger. But because, you know, he got absorbed into fighting games, he slowed down a little bit during the off period between Camp Canute 1 and Camp Canute Season 2 to where now I've completely caught him to where he was.
Okay.
And so that massive difference between our strengths, we are now completely equal, which feels fucking awesome. And that motivates the shit out of him because he's pissed because he wants to be where he was. And it motivates the fuck out of me because Lakari to me was like a superhuman.
Right.
And to be where, I mean, Lakari benches 315 fucking pounds.
That's a lot.
That's fucking insane.
Yeah.
And I'll never be able to touch that in my shit because like his, so bench press. Okay. You know what arcing is in bench press?
With like your back?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So like there are like certain builds and certain forms you can do in bench press to make it a lot easier.
So you're saying you're the wrong class?
I am the wrong class for bench press.
Okay.
Because my arms are fucking enormous.
Yeah.
So me taking a rep down is going to take
a larger range of motion.
Yes.
I understand.
Right. Whereas Lat can just pump that shit the fuck out because his build is amazing for the gym.
Yeah.
And also I just don't fucking
He's
like bench press.
For it?
Yeah, he's specs for it. And that's why he's a fucking freak. Mm-hmm. You know, his genetics are insane. That's a lot. The thing a lot of bodybuilders talk about is like genetic diff is so huge. That's why they don't guilt people for taking steroids as long as they disclose that they're taking steroids to understand like what builds can do with like, God, it's so complicated.
Is there anybody in Camp Canute that isn't taking steroids?
I will say I don't think Miz is taking steroids.
Really? Okay.
I could be completely wrong.
Okay, so that's one person who's not. So everybody else is. Okay, that's crazy. Wow.
I
mean, hey, it works, right? I mean, that's good.
No, I don't think any of the contestants are taking steroids.
Okay.
I don't. I previously did think that because I did get influenced what other people's chats were saying.
Yeah, you read the threads about it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I was like, maybe that does make sense. Miz's back does have a lot of acne. Maybe that maybe that is. His nipples are a little bit puffed. Maybe he is taking steroids.
Okay.
But yeah, other than that, I mean, I was on testosterone for the beginning of Camp Canute. And then the threads got to me and they're like, his progress doesn't count. He's on T. And I'm like, all right.
So like, are you still on testosterone?
No, I got off 4 weeks
ago. Why? So like, are you soy now then?
No. So I've naturally elevated my testosterone levels by eating healthy, exercising, and sleeping well.
Oh, wow. That's the hard stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. It's much easier to just take a pill.
It is.
Yeah.
Or like, I was taking a rub-on cream. To be fair, the testosterone that I was on, I was taking 100 milligrams of testosterone via rub-on cream every 3 days.
Jesus.
Which is fucking nothing, by the way. Like, that is literally fucking nothing. Because my dad was taking like 400 to 600 milligrams single fucking day.
Jeez.
Right? So, it all really depends. I mean, my testosterone level was like, it started off at 168. I got it up to about 413.
Yeah.
And now, off of testosterone, I feel around 350, but I have to go into a doctor and get my blood work done. But you can like feel, like I can feel certain, like I can feel where I'm at.
So, like, you'll feel good when it's over and you'll have like other things to do on stream. It's not going to be like you're like worried for content.
I never worried for content.
Never worried for content.
Yeah, I just don't care. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty hard to not have something to do because my stream is kind of just like I go live and talk to
like, I don't know, Amy. I don't know how you fucking do it because like if I didn't have all this drama shit to go through, I wouldn't know what the hell I would talk about all the time.
Bro, like that's what I just watch videos. I just yap about random shit.
That's it?
Yeah. And I play games. That's what every streamer does though.
Yeah.
I
it's
can't.
Like, it's like I could start watching drama and politics, but it's like, do I really want to do that to
myself?
No, you don't.
You don't.
Like,
you do not want to do that. It's bad. Trust me. Yeah. It's that's where the demons are.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you go on social media, that's where the demons are.
Yeah,
absolutely.
With streaming, I just do what I want to do.
So what are you doing on your stream now then? Like you finished Wukong.
Like what am I going to do now?
Yeah.
I'll just play other games.
Fuck. Like what?
Well, there's Astrobot. I might try Warhammer.
Oh,
you tried Warhammer?
I might play God of War. Okay. I don't know.
God of War.
Yeah, I just do whatever. Okay. And like if people are in town, I'll do stuff with them.
Yeah.
I think God of War would be lame.
You think so?
Why?
don't know.
Is it just not a good stream game?
I don't think. I think it's boring as fuck. It's
kind of,
it's a great game. I just don't think it's a good Steam game.
I actually don't know if it would be or not. I have no idea. I haven't seen anybody play it.
Yeah, I wasn't sure about that one.
Yeah.
I was just thinking maybe because people kept comparing it to Wukong.
Yeah, I mean, the story was good.
Yeah.
But like the combat, it's like, I don't know. It's not really that crazy.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on what difficulty you play on. It just kind of feels very bullet spongy.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so you learn this guy's attack and now do it 50 fucking times.
Jesus.
Kind of feels like playing a gacha game, low-key. Yeah,
I mean, it's like back in one of those phases where there's not a ton of like exciting games. Like people are playing like Deadlock and stuff.
And she looks ass.
Yeah.
But I really want to play because my friends play that shit. I got invited to play that shit with Will Neff and Athel like constantly, but I don't want to be at the computer playing video games when I'm done streaming. I just don't. I want to be outside. It? Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. Like I'm fucking playing. Like anytime that I'm not on a computer or not doing something else, like I will be playing games.
Like what?
I've been playing Core Keeper. It's like this one game.
Yeah,
I've been farming the fuck out of it. Mm. And then I've been playing, I played Wukong again. I'm doing the new game plus. I want to make sure that I have my character ready for when the DLC comes out. Because like this game like popped the fuck off. Like it got, I think it sold over 15 million copies.
Yeah.
Which is fucking insane to think about. Yeah. Like that's such a big number. And like, I just want to make sure that whenever it comes out, I just beat the shit out of it. Honestly, yeah, that's basically it.
Is there a shield build?
No.
There's some stupid shit.
Yeah.
There's some real stupid.
Like what?
I mean, you just put
like some of the points you can put in things.
Yeah, yeah. And then like you can have like that yellow.
Yeah, like, there's like the,
There's some cheesy shit you can do in the game. There absolutely is. But it's definitely less cheesy than like what I did to Elden Ring. Like there's not that much variance.
But it's not like a hard game.
Yeah,
but it's still satisfying to play.
Yeah, I feel like both Emmy and I pretty much like we killed a lot of the bosses on the first try, which is like that might seem like wow, that's impressive.
There's like two bosses that are actually hard.
Maybe I'd say five. Right?
Five?
Yeah, yeah, I would say five.
Oh, yeah.
So like Yellow Long, then there was like you died like 60 times.
Yeah.
That's a hard boss. There's Erlang,
and then the final boss is kind of hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's like the centipede, because I didn't use the thing on the centipede.
Oh, yeah. I had the needle.
I was actually being an ego gamer.
Yeah.
Like, no, I was. It's actually embarrassing, because like, I'll know I'm handicapping myself, but it's like, if I do it with the handicap, now I'm the winner, right? I'm awesome.
Oh, yeah. I never know what to do, because it's like, chat spoils it, but then it's like, do I really want to be here for an extra 2 hours while they're
Scorpion Lord? That
while they're
was hard
spamming
too.
Scorpion
yeah.
Lord?
Yeah. The spinny boy that's like on top of the house, and then he jumps down and he's hit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like
He's kind of hard. Yeah. No, you really missed out, man. Like this game, like
because I just play it in a week.
Okay, right. Yeah.
You know, I mean, true. It's not a live service game. I just play it whenever.
Yeah.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Attention, Steak and Egg podcast enjoyers. Did you know we also have a Patreon? That's right, you can get even more Steak and Eggs goodness by heading over to patreon.com/steakandeggs. We've got a whole bunch of different tiers that all unlock extra bonus, super deluxe, supreme exclusive reward content. So you can go check it out to directly support our podcast. Here's a quick sample of what kind of goods you may be missing out on.
You know what's really been pissing me off lately? I just don't understand why in the fuck? And to be honest, I'd rather just fucking. To be honest, they disgusting. That's just my opinion, though.
Not to mention, if we have enough supporters, we may just start feeding Jay. I personally don't think that it's super important because he may start getting lazy on the job. But I'm not 100% against it or whatever. Jay, do you have anything to say to our potential Patreon members out there? Great, Jay. I think that was well said. So head on over to patreon.com/steakandeggs to support the podcast and get even more stuff.
Are you guys open to game recommendations?
Am I open to
I'm always.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Please play Fear and Hunger.
The fuck is that?
I've told you this before, and I really want you to play it.
What is that?
And both of you are going to love it.
What is it?
Is that the dungeon crawling
It is
one?
Pretty much the hardest RPG game ever made.
It's that bullshit game that you were telling me about that wastes a bunch of your time, right?
It doesn't waste your time. What do you mean waste your time?
Okay. I don't remember then.
No, it's the
fear and hunger.
Pull up an image of fear and hunger, Jay.
Okay.
Is that like a really depressing looking game?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I think so.
And it is literally, it is you. This game is you.
Wait, how?
Well, it's very Berserk like.
Okay.
Right? And you love Berserk.
I do.
So this game is Berserk.
Okay.
Right? Like, this is an incredibly dark themed RPG, insane levels of difficulty. The lore for these games is fucking insane.
Yeah.
And it's like one of those games where it's like, it has that, it's got, I think it has the same like, ooh, factor of like, oh, he's playing Elden Ring. Uh-huh. It's the same thing, like, this is like the underground Elden Ring. This is what Dark Souls games used to be. Like the same like,
okay,
the same status level of, oh, fuck, he's playing this fucking game.
Okay, that does look really cool. I like the style of that.
If you put this shit on a YouTube video,
yeah,
and you will play it, I know you will, right?
Uh-huh.
Over 1 million views.
Over 1 million views?
Oh, absolutely.
Are you kidding me?
You say, this game changed my life.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Oh, God.
This is the next game. And here's the best thing, is when you play it and you realize just how good this fucking game is, and you're going to obliterate this
shit. How long is it?
Depends how good you are.
Okay. How long is it on average?
Yeah, what if you're bad?
Oh, to get an ending?
Yes.
Because there's multiple. You can probably knock this shit out in like 12 hours.
Okay.
Hmm. Yeah. You know? Yeah. And if you really like it, there's a second one.
Uh-huh.
But Fear and Hunger 1.
The first game. That's the game you want me to play.
So bad.
What about Emmy? What should she play?
No, both. You will both love this. You will both love it.
All right. Like, yeah, I would try it out.
And chat would laugh at y'all relentlessly because this is a game that fucks you.
Oh.
And there's nothing you can do.
Okay.
You have just gotten fucked.
Yeah.
And back to the beginning, buddy, because when you die,
how's
you
that
restart.
Fun?
Oh, because it's awesome.
You restart the whole game?
Yep.
Holy fuck, bro. I don't know if I want to play.
But then how does it take 12 hours?
Well, just beat it.
Oh my God. Okay.
No, it's 12 hours even, because the game is very short. If you were to beat it in your one attempt, maybe an hour and a half.
Okay.
But you're just not going to do that.
Okay. Is it like a roguelike? And yes. So like, all right.
Everything's permadeath.
Yeah.
Right? Like if you take damage, you don't get to heal. Unless you have a consumable that lets you heal.
Right.
So like you are trying to beat the game without getting hurt at all.
What the fuck?
It's fucking like you.
Okay,
will,
yeah,
like,
that's interesting. I
mean, they can chop off your arm. And then, if you lose your arm, then you can't use a shield. You can't use a sword.
You're done?
Yes.
Okay.
It's fucking awesome.
That seems interesting. Yeah, I'd be down for something like that.
Just please play it.
Okay.
Fear and Hunger. Now go into their chats and say, please play Fear and Hunger.
Okay. Okay. Like there are so many new games that I have to play. Like I feel like I'm always behind on games. Like right now, there's like that Inotria game is coming out.
That just
I'm going to play that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, is it actually out or is there some people have early access?
Like I don't know how they're getting it, but I'm fucking getting it tomorrow. Okay. One way or another, I'm playing the game tomorrow. And so, yeah, that's what I'm doing because I have been spending, like, I am straight up down bad playing Core Keeper, getting mad. Fucking, like, I turned off my stream. I died to the boss, same boss 4 times. I said, fuck this, I'm done. And I went to go lay down.
What's your plan for tonight's stream?
Well, I'm not going to stream tonight.
Why?
Because I've been streaming in the morning. Remember?
That's right. You're a noon streamer.
I have actually changed my life. Like for the longest time, I kept doing this thing where I would just like kind of regress back to vampire hours. I have been a very good boy. And I have not fucked up my schedule for like, I think it's 6 months now.
Yeah.
Which is probably the best streak that I've ever had.
Yeah.
In my entire life.
I hope you keep it too. Because I'm sure that's really good for your health.
I don't think it has anything to do with my health.
I think it has everything to do with your health.
Really? Because I felt better at night. What?
Good sleep. It's better for you.
Well, I mean, it's better for me to sleep during the day. That way, you know, like when I go outside, it's not bright.
Yeah, but the sunlight's good for you. It gives you vitamins and shit.
That sounds like bullshit.
Nah, I mean,
sounds like bullshit. It's literally on. It's fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you going to get a vitamin from a fucking fire?
Well, it's the sun. It's like magical and shit.
It's not.
It's got rays and shit. They're invisible.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking like radioactive rays.
Yep.
I don't want to deal with that.
How's your blood pressure?
I don't know. I haven't checked it. But I've had literally no stress and no problem. I went to the doctor. They said it was like a little bit high, but other than that, it was fine. It was like, you know, not even within the range of like, this is, you know, problematic.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, no, things have been improving a lot and I'm fine.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
I've been exercising every day.
Are we getting a hair transplant?
Oh, fuck.
No?
Oh, fuck.
We're not doing it?
I'm considering it. I'm considering it. When I went to the doctor, I will be honest, I did ask about that. I said, is this going to work? How does it work? What about taking the stuff? What does it do to you? And I asked a lot of questions about it.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I would do it, but it's just like, I'm worried that it would be fucked up. That's the only reason. That it would be like fucked up or like mess up my hair in some other way. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't really know. Because I know Miz got one.
Yeah, he did.
His hair kind of just looks the same.
Really?
I have not noticed any difference.
Okay.
Well, then again, I never thought his hair was fucked up.
I did.
Does it look still fucked up?
I haven't seen him for a bit, but like it looked okay to me. It looked fine. Yeah.
Does it look any different?
I think it's like meant to be subtle. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I have not noticed it. I mean, I always thought his hair was fine. I mean, sure, it has a little bit higher than it's kind of poofy, but it's whatever. By the way, what's the next special for Steak and Eggs?
The next special? What do you want it to be?
Okay. Well, we just did the History Museum. So now the
Do you remember anything from the History Museum?
No.
Do you remember really nothing?
I legit did not give a fuck.
Do you remember where we went?
World War II Museum.
No. Look, they had a lot of stuff besides that.
Well, I just don't fucking care. You know what I mean? Like, I just felt like I was in school. Well, and I was
It was a failure.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's just like, the thing is, like, I just don't care, right? Like, History is something you know if you care. It's like for example, And you understand, and you tell me how I'm wrong.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
If you don't know Neon Genesis Evangelion, you're retarded. Like, You can only know Neon Genesis if you watched it and you liked it. I don't care if you like it or not. It doesn't change anything. If I don't fucking know where Hitler fucking blew some bullshit up in World War II, like...
Well, I would say probably the biggest difference between the two things is that I don't think that Neon Genesis Evangelion happened yet.
But who cares?
So it hasn't happened yet.
Okay, but here's the thing, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So do I need to give a fuck about a party that I didn't go to? I wasn't there.
Well, yeah, sometimes. I mean, like, what if there's a party that you should have been at? Right? Or like something bad happened at that party and there was a guy at the party that blew up everybody in the party. You would want to know what happened at that party. So that way it's like if you saw that guy at one of your parties, you would leave.
Well, not if it was 160 years ago. I'm not going to run into Hitler at my next rager.
maybe not. You never know.
I mean this genuinely. Okay. I just don't give a fuck.
You do not give a fuck.
I just don't care.
Okay.
Like that's what people wins World War II. Oh, fucking now 1800s.
Yeah.
I just don't care.
That's it. It's that simple.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's fine.
I feel like there's things like that I don't really give a shit about that much. Yeah, sure. That's okay.
Yeah, that's just how it is. Yeah. But I mean, I really tried. Ed was great.
Yeah.
And looking at the big tanks was cool. But like for me, mine was like, cool tank. All right, what's next? Not cool tank. What's the lore? I don't. Yeah. I'm like, I don't
the
care.
Lore of the Hitler lore.
I just don't care. I know you, dude. I'm not going to lie. I came out of, you have to understand, this is how much I don't give a fuck about history. You seriously, this is what happened off camera.
Uh-huh.
We get done with the museum. And I turned to Jay and I'm like, thank fucking God I'm out. I hear,
really?
Yes. I didn't even hear that.
And then, I didn't see that.
And then I hear Emmy and Asmin saying, wow, that was so cool. And I'm like, they gotta be kidding. Like,
I just but you know what? It was cool touching a piece of the Berlin Wall.
That was crazy.
I mean, and there's Jay saying true.
Yeah.
Usually, I don't care.
Yeah?
I wish I did.
What museum could you go to that you would care about?
I don't think any.
Okay.
Yep.
What about like a museum?
Don't say anime.
I was going to say boobs, but I was like, that would probably sound stupid. It wouldn't make sense.
Yeah. I'm also not a big boobs guy.
Okay. So, so nothing then?
I think a museum requires reading.
Okay.
And I don't want to do that unless it's a manga.
Uh-huh.
And so that's pretty much it.
If there was an anime museum, theoretically, would you go?
It would be pretty cool.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought.
It could be pretty cool. Uh-huh. But like, for example, if there was a museum about proper hygiene, would you want to go?
Okay, here's the thing, right? Yeah. So here's the thing. Yeah. It's not like I don't know. And also, I'm not dirty. It's everybody else that's dirty.
Oh, my God.
Like, no, I'm not dirty. What do you mean I'm not dirty? They've got dirt on my hands. I'm never sweating. It's not a problem.
What do you mean by everyone else is dirty?
Because I stand next to somebody and I can sometimes smell them. They smell bad. I never smell bad.
Okay.
I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a problem everybody else has. Everybody else has this except me.
I would like to say once again, Asman does not smell bad. I will confirm he does not smell bad.
That's right.
If I
did smell bad, it's not me. It's my clothes. It's not me.
That's the same
thing.
Yeah, that's
not. No, it is not.
That is
okay,
the same
so are
thing.
You saying that if I were to walk around with two big old piles of shit in my hand, that you'd say, well, he doesn't smell bad?
So here's the thing, is that there are some people that just smell like shit.
Like who?
I don't want to use any names.
I know who you're talking about.
There's a lot of people.
Wait, who? I want to know.
I'll tell you later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So there's a lot of people that smell like shit. And
clothes are absolutely part of it. Like, some people's clothes smell bad.
Maybe, yeah.
I really hate bad smelling clothes as well.
Yeah, like the mildew smell.
It's so fucking gross.
Yeah. Like, if you leave it in the washer for too long.
Like, what I do now is because I have favorite shirts. Yeah. I'll just buy like 12 of the same shirt.
Okay.
Same thing with these shoes. I own 3 different pairs of these same shoes.
Okay. I just wore the same shoes for like 10 years.
Yeah, I know. They're Tetris ones.
No, I actually, there are those.
Yeah.
Twitch gave those to me in like 2018. I still wear them.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't need to go to a museum for hygiene. It's just that I don't really, like, I feel like I'm pretty clean. I do. I think that I'm a clean guy.
I'm sure you think that.
Yeah, I do think that.
Great. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
What do you think, Emmy? What museum would you like?
Museum would I like? Mm-hmm. Anime museum does sound cool, but I don't even know what would be in it. Like
Goku.
Drawings.
Yeah.
Statues.
Yeah.
The beginning exhibit is a picture of a cave painting of a man with a spear and a buffalo.
Yep.
And then it evolves into
the first manga.
Yeah, it evolves into Hunter x Hunter.
What do you guys think about like art museums?
That's ooh, fucking stupid. I would like that. That'd be good.
Okay. We're different.
Art museums are cool.
No, yeah. They're not. They're like things that rich, pretentious snobs pretend is like deep and meaningful when if you just don't subscribe to that logic, it just means nothing. It's look at this one stroke.
No, there's
of paint.
Art museums. It's like free to get into and they just have some random bullshit around. It's like, yeah, you know?
Yeah, I'd rather just watch YouTube.
Okay.
Been watching a lot of Beard Eats Food. Have you seen those videos?
No.
Oh, dude.
The fuck is that?
Oh, there's just one guy who like just travels the country who can just eat like thousands of pounds of food.
Yeah.
In like seconds.
I think I've watched that guy.
He shatters every record. And the best thing is, he's not even trying.
Yeah.
He's just casually talking with the customers, just like fucking beasting 12 pancakes at the same time. The guy's the fucking man. This guy.
Yeah, I've watched this guy.
He is the fucking man. He's gonna put all that shit away. Skip forward 5 minutes, Jay.
Beard eats food.
Yep. Look at this shit. Where'd it go?
What the fuck?
Yeah. Skip again.
I watched this guy eat like 13 pizzas.
Yep. Where'd the other sandwich go, Asman? Where'd it go? And you know the best thing is, after he eats all that shit,
look at the timer's 25 minutes.
Yes, like, that's disgusting.
You know what it is?
How is it even possible?
After every challenge he does, he says, "So what do y'all have for dessert?" And then he eats dessert after this shit. He is a freak of nature, dude.
How is that even possible? I don't even know how you can do that.
Well, that's crazy coming from
and
you.
And he's got a milkshake, too.
Yeah, but you said
like
calories don't
exist.
There's
a girl who does this. I don't remember if she's from Japan or Korea. It's something like her stomach stretches like 40 times the normal amount.
Ugh.
Or expands.
That's fucking nuts.
That's so gross.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
What's up, Punchies? And welcome to Season 2, which is our biggest update yet. First up, Rumble Runs. Queue up for a Rumble Run and go on a run of multiple game modes and rounds against the same group of players in a Grand Prix-style competition. After each round, the lowest scoring players get cut, narrowing down the match. For the final round, all scores are wiped and it's a winner-take-all Punch Royale. Next is the highly requested Tournaments. bind to the tournament, queue up, and compete to place for big rewards. Playing in tournaments earns you progress on a brand new seasonal tournament track, which lets you win the exclusive Jester Hat and Frosty, the baby ice dragon emote. Now, Season 2. We've got a brand new Rumble Pass with 3 times more cosmetics than Season 1, and an even better price for both Super and Super Plus. Grab the Super Plus Rumble Pass and get all these cosmetics, including Blazy. And that's it for Season 2. We've got a ton more stuff planned, so let us know in Discord or on social what you'd like to see next in Rumble Club. And we'll see you in the arena.
Hey, do we got YouTube comments to read?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm down to read YouTube comments. Yeah, let's see some of these. How many tank has this people blown up?
No, I heard him say that in person, but I thought that I heard it wrong because I didn't point it out. It happens.
I thought it was really funny.
Yeah. it's funny. It happens.
Yeah.
Hunter TN says, every time Tectone asks a question, you can see a little wisp of Ed's life force escape his body.
Okay, so I would like to just combat this, because this is something that a lot of people say, like, oh, look at Tectone said this and made him feel this. It's like, bro, Ed literally thought I was hilarious, and he shook my hand, and he said, come back anytime. Like, he was just a good dude. Like, he just likes explaining things to people. Like, it's really not that deep, guys. Ed was just, he knew I was having fun. He was having fun. Relax. Jesus. Never forget Emmy asleep, listening to Tectone talk about his dead grandma.
That's really fucked up. Why would you do that?
Yep.
I don't even remember that.
Wow. Wow. So you did that? You didn't remember it? Jesus, that's even more fucked up.
I didn't know he was talking about that.
Damn.
Or I wouldn't have gone to bed.
Damn.
My grandma's dead. I mean, also, my dad did not die to cancer.
Oh. Congrats.
Yeah, he's doing great. Tectone seems like the type of guy who you ask to watch a movie, but then he just talks the whole time and plays on his phone. Then afterwards, he says the movie was too confusing.
Well, that's true.
Yep.
Yeah, yep. I mean, I'm confused. Absolutely.
Yep.
There's an extra word in there.
Speaking of which, I also saw Beetlejuice, the new one.
Is it any good?
Fucking amazing.
Wait, really?
Oh my God, yes.
Oh, great.
No, like, it was fantastic. It brought the entire magic of the original film into a modern audience. It was fucking hysterical. They had to kill off Alec Baldwin because, you know, he had allegations, so they just killed him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because that's what he did to that other,
Yeah,
for sure.
But yeah, no, I mean, that shit was fire, bro. That shit was so fucking funny.
I don't know. I mean, like, I'm trying to think of the last actual movie I watched. I don't even fucking know.
You go to the movies more often. It's fun.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
I used to go to the movies and go to the Alamo Draft House.
It's a great one.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. So you get pizza. That's why.
Absolutely. Like
yeah.
I go to the good theaters. And they're not, like, it's like $6 entry fee because they expect you to order food.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like, dude, going to a movie theater, getting ahi tuna and a chili dog and a Diet Coke is fucking awesome. It's so good.
That's a lot of food.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Should we get out of here?
I think so. Yeah, yes, I think we had a good episode. It's weird, honestly. Like, it's weird being back in the studio after it's just the three of us. Yeah. Like, this has been nuts.
Well, we had a
crazy ass
month.
And
then we had Austin on, and then we had a special.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then there was also an episode recently where you weren't even there. We had us fan.
Oh, yeah. We replaced you. Remember that?
That was great.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so guys, thank you all very much for watching. Also, we do have our Patreon content that we're probably going to do today as well. And so you can check that out in the description down below. But we want to say thank you very much, everybody, for supporting the show. Back to the regularly scheduled programming. And we hope you enjoyed the episode, and we'll see you all in the next one. Peace. Cloudy.